So I will shortly give you an outline of the talk I'm going to give to you. I will start with a presentation of the general context, with a discussion of the benefits of introducing new ICT in government and public administration. And then I will explain the problems faced when introducing new ICT, and I shall explain the reasons why many introductions indeed fail. After this setting up the problem scenario, I shall explain to you what the basic solutions to these problems are, what the basic approach is, which mistakes you should avoid, what the psychology in behind is, and then I'll come to a few aspects of practical implementations, and I'll finish with a summary of my presentation. And then there will be enough time for you to have questions and to discuss the contents of this presentation. So what is the general context? The general context is that the use of information and communication technology improves the quality of work in government and public administration. We have an improvement on two sides. On the one hand, the interaction between the citizens and government is improved. The efforts for citizens and companies are reduced. So the interaction becomes much more easy for citizens and companies. The companies may save a lot of costs. And the goal here is to achieve a one-stop or even a no-stop government. One-stop government means that in case that you have to interact with several different government agencies, then you go to one web portal and you do it in one stop, all kinds of necessary interactions, for example, necessary to open a new business in a foreign country. No-stop government would mean that you don't even have to go to a web portal for e-government, but everything happens in behind. For example, if you do import-export business, then you no longer have to write import-export declarations, but maybe you link your resource management system with customs, and then everything is done automatically. So this is one side of the improvement, which is usually less problematic. The other side of the improvement is that you can use ICT inside government, inside public administration, in order to help civil servants to do a better job. This means you, based on a good identity and access management, you enable civil servants to have an easy access to trustworthy and correct information. You help them to easily integrate the information they need for doing their job and to process the information. You have an automatic documentation and archiving of decisions and actions, and the work done in government agencies is automatically monitored. Thus, ICT improves efficiency, effectiveness, and governance. And this sounds great. This sounds like a good story. Unfortunately, in real life, many, if not to say the majority of the ICT introduction projects in public administration and government fail, or they take much longer and they cost much more money than was intended to do. So why is this? What is the key problem? The key problem is that the introduction of new ICT implies a lot of change. It implies new procedures to be followed by civil servants. It implies new processes. It implies new forms of collaboration. And it also implies new forms of control of the work done by civil servants by upper management. And this, in turn, creates a lot of opposition. Opposition, on the one hand, against the learning efforts required from the civil servants. They have to learn the new work procedures. They have to learn and understand the new processes. They have to deal with new forms of collaboration. And in particular, they have to leave live with a monitoring by the upper management. This other issue is that this, in particular, there is a strong opposition against this monitoring, against the transparency brought to public administration through the use of ICT. And this is holds particularly for the public sector. There, ICT, new ICT, is usually perceived as a threat rather than as a chance or an opportunity. It's a threat because it changes the work life, and there's an opposition to the change of the work life, which in turn then creates the opposition to the introduction of the new technology or to the new technology itself. Practice shows some projects are successful, great value for public administration, makes the lives of everyone easier, improves the quality of service for the citizens and the like, but there are also lots and lots and lots of failures, lots of failed projects due to the internal resistance to the change and to the introduction of new ICT. The question I'm talking about today is how can we make the introduction projects for new ICT successful? How may we turn them into a success story? And the basic approach to this is that you must acknowledge that the introduction of new ICT has to be handled as a change management project, not as a pure technology introduction project. It is a change management project. And you have to acknowledge that technology is in general the minor problem, while the change itself, this is a major problem. Introducing new ICTs, this is about people, not that much about technology. Unfortunately, in real life, most ICT introduction projects are managed quite the opposite way. If you look at empirical data, then you observe that in general, 80% of the attention and 80% of the communication efforts go to technology issues. It is communicated about technology, it is discussed about technology, and just 20% of the attention and the communication efforts go to people issues. So the people aspect is widely ignored in practice, also in theory, even many people know that the people aspect is important. What I've observed personally is that in many cases, if not in most cases, the responsible managers for the introduction of new technologies simply have no idea what it really means for the daily work life of the users of the technology. They have no idea who benefits from the introduction as a person, as a civil servant working for a public administration, and who has a disadvantage from the introduction of new technology. This may even lead to situations where the upper management has severe disadvantages, while other people may benefit, and then everybody is surprised that such projects fail once, twice, three times consecutively, but the reality is that this happens. What I've observed also in several projects is that the communication is done in a language which is only understood by the experts. Experts tell, inform about the project and its impacts, the broader audience in language which they use for themselves to discuss with each other, but which is not understood by the concerned people. Therefore, people do not listen to the project information and communication, and therefore messages do not get across from the responsible people for the introduction project to the people concerned and impacted by the introduction of the new technology. It is also often the case that there is very little support provided after the technology has been introduced. users of the technology are not empowered to use the technology. They may get some teaching, but then afterwards, if the teaching is done, nobody helps them when they face real problems with using the technology. And all this creates, in many cases, a very negative attitude towards this ICT introduction project. The solution to this is you should focus when introducing new ICT on the people and their daily life, and you should not focus on the technology. You should do your ICT introduction project as a change management project from the very beginning. Unfortunately, even if you are aware that you have a change management projects indeed are one of the hardest challenges for leadership and management. We know it's really hard work to, and it needs a lot of fortune that you can successfully run a change management project. The key, and this indeed we know, is that is good communication. It's always good communication, which is mandatory to have a successful change management project. But good communication is not a question of talent. It's also not just a question of teaching. Good communication in change management is much more challenging than, for example, good communication in marketing and in public relations. You need to do a lot of preparation in order to be able to do a good communication in change management project. The first thing is you have to understand the impact of the change on the concerned people. How does the change impact their work life? How does the introduction of the new technology impact their work life? And you have to anticipate all kinds of counter arguments which will appear in the process. And you have to prepare for all these types of counter arguments, respectful, clear, and short answers to the people. You should always follow the lines that even if people are opposing the change, you should treat them very respectfully, you should be very clear in your arguments and in your answers, and you should accept that in many cases you will not be able to convince people immediately. But if people see that you treat everyone respectfully, that your answers are clear and short, and that they can be understood, that at the end your chances are high that you will gain acceptance for your change project. Another important preparation you have to do for the communication is that you should list all kinds of benefits of the new technology. But what is much more important is you should also identify all those problems which are solved by the introduction of the new technology. People usually listen to benefits in the way they say, well, it would be nice to have the benefits, but is it really worth the effort? The situation changes dramatically if the introduction of new technology really solves an identified and severe problem. So you should be aware what are the problems which are solved by the introduction of your new technology and how you can explain these problems to the concerned people. All in all, the basic line, message line is you should prepare your communication well, and this is a lot of effort you have to do in advance. From a psychological point of view, people usually hesitate to go for it. Thank you.
And I will be now closing this webinar, so everybody will be automatically dismissed out.